Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use and no doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the tradition of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, along with a good, honest, moral population, standing for the checks and balances the brilliant founders put in place, is the answer. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Certainly is in order. And man, do we got a road to hoe to get all that done. A quick recap of Friday's News the Networks Refused to Use broadcast. The Washington Post reported that Ben Carson will endorse Donald Trump. He did it. Endorsement from Ben. Now all the mainstream press folks are criticizing Ben, saying, Ben, you sold out. Donald Trump kind of made reference to Ben Carson being kind of like a child molester. Not exactly, but all right. Anyway, now they're criticizing Ben. Ben says, don't worry about it. It's all politics. It's behind us. There's two Donald Trumps. There's the good guy behind the scenes. Then there's the in-your-face guy in the media and in the public eye. Ben supporting Donald. Trump brags at the GOP debates. Says, hey, man, I'm the only one bringing in the voters. Well, he's right about that. There's a lot of people, independents, Democrats, that are voting for Trump. He's broadening the party. That is beyond debate. I guess Donald Trump's under fire by the liberal media. Many people are saying help him lock up the nomination and help him defeat Hillary. Is it a one-man race? Is Hillary the top? Are there going to be any third-party bids? Is anybody else going to jump in? Have we seen the last of this? Time will tell. Trump mauls the media, quote, I do hate them, USA Today. I don't think we ought to run around hating people, just my opinion. You're voting for Trump? No sex for you, say a group of women. They're just simply saying, hey, if you're going to vote for that evil man that's unkind to women, then no sex for you. Over the top, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not legally and lawfully married in an appropriate relationship between a man and a woman, then you probably ought to not be having sex anyway, according to God's laws. And if you are in that kind of relationship, I would hope that your wife or the female or male, anybody, would not use sex as a weapon. Very strange stuff, huh? The attack on Trump's wife, deja vu all over again. That's according to Doug Weed. He's right as rain on that. Why are they attacking his wife? I thought wives and children were kind of off limits in this political arena. Or husbands and children, in other words, whoever's not part of the political melee, so to speak. We talked about hate crime laws. Kurt Rogers for the Deseret News wrote a great piece about the double standard. Proving the pudding is a black man goes crazy, kills white people. No real hate additional charges there. But if a white man kills a black man, hate charges increase the crime, huh? Meet some of Chicago's Trump Democrats. They went belligerent and shut down Donald Trump. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds. That was 1 hour. Liberty Roundtable Live, second hour Friday. We had our guest on, former Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. We talked about what has been the zenith moment for the CSPOA. Sam, Kurt, and the good sheriff, all three take turns telling about our favorite moments. We reminisce about what we've done as we launch what we are going to do. We talked about the future of the CSPOA. Good things ahead, folks. Sam Bushman's speech, Sheriffs Will Be Backed by Americans. We talked about that speech. We talked about the message from the border. We've got problems here. We talked about Rick Dalton, the vice president of the CSPOA, attending that event in New Mexico. Listener Patty dialed in and said, they're stepping over the line, Sheriff. Something has to be done. Richard Mack said that was one of the best callers he's ever heard, and he's been on the radio a ton. I would have to agree, it was a fantastic call, that's for sure. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. It's still available on demand on your Roku player. Look for the LNR channel. That's the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips free. Also online at libertyroundtable.com for our broadcast, or libertynewsradio.com for the award-winning shows all syndicated by Liberty News Radio. Liberty Roundtable is syndicated by Republic Broadcasting Network as well. We'd like to thank republicbroadcasting.org and the crew there. And we'd like to thank your favorite AM and FM radio station up and down the line carrying the broadcast. We are available via unlimited listen lines as well, if you didn't know. And the unlimited listen line, what's that number, Kurt? 712-432-5339. Just dial in and listen anytime. Turn any phone into a radio. 712-432-5339. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Kurt, you think Donald Trump was taking over the news before. Now it is beyond imagination. I had a guy read me the news headlines the other day. He pulled it up on his phone and he just goes, let me just tell you something, Sam. He read probably 25 headlines. There were two out of that was not about Trump. Every other one was about Trump, every single one of them. Now, like or hate or dislike, whatever term you want to use for Trump, the guy is absolutely, unequivocally being showered by the media with coverage to the degree that it's not even possible to calculate the financial benefit there too. And even the negative press, as long as you get his name right, seems to help him, Kurt. And the battle starts to increase. What happened is in Chicago, they had a rally. And I guess a bunch of Black Lives Matter folks and who knows all got in the rally. They snuck in. They got tickets, I guess. Again, it's a vetting issue. Do you vet everybody that goes to a rally, like, you know, 20,000 people or something? Who knows? Anyway, the bottom line is once the cops and everybody realized that this was going to be an absolute fiasco, Donald Trump and those guys called it off. So the headline says, Donald Trump calls off Chicago rally amid protests and violence. Now, here's what the setup of the story is, Kurt, and then your comments. CNN, Jake Tapper, had on the Donald. And Trump and CNN's Jake Tapper battled over rally protests. Trump is saying, you know what, Jake, you're not reporting things right. And Jake's saying, Donald, you're escalating this stuff, not de-escalating like you ought to be. And Donald fires back and he says, what are you talking about? All my rallies have been peaceful until Friday. When have you ever known anybody to get hurt? And so Jake Tapper never answers Donald on, you know what, my rallies have been peaceful. What are you talking about? And Donald's saying, you know what, you're not reporting it right. I do de-escalate. The battle's on. Everybody in the media, mainstream speaking, and all the other candidates are now attacking Donald, saying, you know what, your attitude about violence, threatening to punch people and kicking people out hostily, get out of here, and encouraging fans to be hostile to those around them, etc., 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 has ratcheted this up. Now it's spilled over, and you're at fault, Donald. Donald says, you guys are nuts on parade. That's not true. And I have tried to calm it down. I canceled the thing on Friday. I've done my best to calm these things down, but they've never been a problem until now. And what you've got is a bunch of intentional black agitators, liberal agitators, who are virtually paid provocateurs attacking my rallies. The debate's on, Kurt. Where do you think it'll go? Any thoughts?
You know, at least on the mention about all the headlines reporting about Drudge, at least here
about Drudge.
Monday morning, you know, when, well, you know, you mentioned that the individual you were talking with had all those, you know, headlines with Drudge in them. That's a good point. Trump in them. The only one I'm seeing when I see Drudge is like two of them with Trump mentioned there. Of course,
yeah, but see, that's the difference, Kurt, in the mainstream press and us. Everything we're talking about is not all about Trump, but everything the mainstream press is talking about is virtually Trump.
Well, then that's what's interesting, and yet they say that, well, it's because of guys like Drudge and us that Trump has his spot, right?
Well, I thought we didn't matter, and we were just so tiny we weren't even relevant.
Well, I know that's what they say. And like, for example, the two I can see on Drudge are Soros Group raising funds from Trump protests, warns more disruptions to come. You know, so it seems like those guys are the ones causing the a little trouble, if you will. Then there's one, Trump gets zero as Fed employees bestow more money on Dems. You know, that's an interesting little part to the picture, isn't it?
We're going to talk about this. We're going to take your calls at 866-986-NEWS as well. That's 866-986-6397. You're listening to Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live, news the networks refuse to use. This is straight ahead, people.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind. He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about Donald Trump. Donald Trump calls off Chicago rally. Amid protests and violence, Jake Tapper of CNN has on Trump. And Tapper says, you know what, Trump, you're ratcheting up this. Your rhetoric has caused all this. Now it's just, you know what, the cup runneth over. You promoted violence so long, now it's just violence everywhere, and you're at fault, Donald. And Donald says, you know what, Jake, you're just not even reporting things right at all. The debate is, Donald, why don't you ratchet it down? Why don't you just step back and calm things down, not just escalate everything like you always do? And the battle is on. Now, Kurt, the battle is on, and it's over primarily race. They don't want to admit this, but that's what it is. Now, what's fascinating is there's a lot of Cubans and a lot of blacks for Donald Trump. But there's also, and there's two kinds of, well, let me say it differently. There's two viewpoints about blacks, Kurt. One is that people are like Ben Carson. They're black, but the fact that they're black is not really relevant. They're successful. They're great, wonderful, honest people. They work hard, and they're grateful to be part of America. And they realize that things in the past haven't been great for a variety of reasons. You know, slavery wasn't great, et cetera, et cetera. But they also realize that, you know what? We're gaining a lot of progress in America. Remember, it was white people that ended slavery. We've gone through dark times in the history of the world with people abusing people. And all races have been slaves and abused at times. Nevertheless, the Ben Carsons, the David A. Clark Jr.'s, and many others, Jesse Lee Peterson, these gentlemen, Lloyd Marcus, there are many blacks that are very successful, and they realize that, you know what? We're not hyphenated Americans. We're Americans, and the color of our skin should be irrelevant. The content of our character should be the ultimate deciding factor of who we are, what we stand for, what we believe in. Using the phrasing of James Edwards of the Political Cesspool, the mainstream press tries to lie and say he's a white supremacist, racist, believer in slavery. It's all a lie. James Edwards would say, you know what? We want equality for all, special privileges for none. I'm going to say it again. Who's against this? We want equality for all, special privileges for none. Nevertheless, there's that group of black people, Kurt, that are grateful to be part of America, and they're not full of hate and anger, but they're grateful for America and who we are as a people. And we can come together and work together. We can be Democrats, Republicans, Independents, none of the above. It's all okay. We can agree to disagree on issues and be very polite and kind and appropriate about it, etc. And it will not even come close to escalating to violence. But then there are those who are the Jeremiah Wrights, who preach hate in the pulpit. And those people are tied to Barack Obama, Black Lives Matter, the Black Panthers, Acorn, and who knows where that all goes. It even taps into Louis Farrakhan and right on into Martin Luther King Jr. And, well, they preached peace, but violence followed them wherever they went, etc. And what I find fascinating about this whole thing is they're trying to now say that Donald Trump is the one escalating the violence. And I submit to you that Donald's right, Kurt. Most of his rallies have been incredibly peaceful, except for a protester. Donald shut down the protesters, in my opinion, a little too heavily handed. However, it's easier to, you know, armchair quarterback this thing. What Donald would say is I had to stop them or it would have got out of control even faster. And people do have a right to protest, Kurt. People do have a right to have an alternative point of view in America. Freedom of speech and freedom to assemble is there. I agree. But when you have a private rally, how free are you to protest or to disrupt? And we get into that debate. And the battle goes on. And you can say, Sam, this isn't about race. You're taking this way too far. No, it is about race. And it shouldn't be. You're right. But it is. If you don't believe me, I'll give you proof. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, and James Edwards had on Donald Trump Jr. It was a great radio interview. It wasn't racially tinged. We did talk about illegal aliens because that's a key component of the Trump campaign. We did talk about several things, but it was very peaceful. It was, for the most part, about family, for the most part, about the campaign. It was a very good interview, in my opinion, very peaceful. I completely defend it, and it would invite everybody to listen. Nevertheless, when we got done, the mainstream liberal press got a hold of it and absolutely tried to slaughter James Edwards and Sam Bushman. Politico was forced to print corrections over it even. Media Matters and others all around the world lied about who we are and what we stand for. However, you say it's not about race, huh? Then why did the mainstream press do that and make it racial? So Sam Bushman wrote an open letter to Donald Trump, which he's completely ignored at this point. However, Kurt, I don't know how long they're going to be able to ignore my open letter calling for peace, calling for us to get together and expose the mainstream press for the lies they've told. Because now, John Legend. You know who John Legend is, Kurt?
Sounds like he's a legend in his own mind, maybe?
Well, no, he is a legend, but not just in his own mind. John Legend gets into a Twitter feud with Donald Trump Jr. Now, this is in USA Today and all around the world, Curtin news articles.
All right.
And, quote, Donald Trump tweeted, when asked why they were protesting, they couldn't even answer. The participation, metal microaggression generation, is pretty sad, tweeted Donald Trump Jr. John Legend couldn't stand it anymore, and John Legend fired back. Quote, I think they were protesting your racist father. Legend fired back. This isn't complicated. This is not controversial. This is not even news. Well, that typifies the battle, Kurt, right there. Because here's the deal. John Legend's black, from what I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might need to look him up to see if that's true, but I've been told John Legend's black.
Try to figure
And see, Donald Trump's white, Kurt.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Now, Donald Trump just basically was talking about these people protesting and said, hey, I don't know why they're even protesting. They can't even answer why if you ask them. But then John Legend, representing the Black Lives Matter agenda, said, you know what? We're protesting that your father's a racist. Now, hold on a minute. Donald Trump Jr. is a racist because he took an interview from Sam Bushman and James Edwards. And Donald Trump Sr. is a racist just because he is. I guess because he's white. I don't know. Now, here's what's fascinating about this feud to make it even, I don't know what word to use for it, even more poignant, Kurt. I guess John Legend and Donald Trump Jr. went to school together.
Oh, okay.
And so now people are saying, John Legend, you're just uneducated. And John smarts off and says, yeah, me and old Donald went to the same school. I went to the same school as the Donalds. And then other people coming back saying it has nothing to do with education. And, well, Donald said he loved the uneducated, Kurt. So Donald loves Legend, but Legend hates Trump Jr. Why? Because Senior's a racist.
That makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. Now
it goes right back to the same old thing of racism, schmacism.
Exactly.
You know, his book, if it's a white guy, you know, he's just a racist.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, John Legend can't be a racist, Kurt.
No, because he's a black guy.
Right, that's right. Now you're talking. Yeah. You got it. Mm-hmm. However, is a black guy just racist is a white guy just racist or are white women racist too, Kurt?
Women sort of get a pass because they're in that, minority group, you know, where they've been beat down, you know, too, by the white guys, you know, all their lives, you know. They don't get as much of a pass if they're a black man or a Latino person, you know what I mean? And especially if you're a transgender, homosexual, you know what I mean? One of those with that, you're home free, you know what I mean?
All right, let's talk about it some more, ladies and gentlemen. I know this sounds crazy, but I think we're going to have an all-out discussion about race in America, and I think that's exactly what we need to have. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Can you talk about race, or are you too chicken?
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So you can say that it's not about race, ladies and gentlemen, this out-of-control divide in America. Donald Trump claiming America's way too divided, and boy, is he correct on that one. Donald Trump has to call off Chicago rally because of protest and violence. CNN's Jake Tapper and Donald Trump battle. Tapper saying, you know what, you've ratcheted this up. Why are you just escalating? Not kind of trying to calm things down. And Trump says, you're not even reporting it right. I've tried to calm things down. I'm not looking for problems. John Legend gets in a big old Twitter fight with Donald Trump Jr., primarily over race. Trump Jr. saying, hey, all these protesters don't even know what they're protesting about if you ask them. And Legend says they're protesting about your racist father. This is simple. And now here's the problem.
Donald, by the way, Sam.
Legend can't be a racist because he's black. But let me ask you a question. Point. Are you a racist if you run around and call everybody else a racist?
Well, only if you're a white guy, Sam.
Well, now here's the deal.
Remember, you have to always go back to the same, basic story, right?
Yes. Now, yeah. Legend, though, sings with a white chick, Kurt.
Oh, no.
Now, he couldn't be a racist. And, of course, is she a racist?
You know, I was reading about him on Wikipedia, by the way, and it looked like, one of the secrets for his success might be he was homeschooled when he was a kid by his own mommy. John Legend.
Right.
But his real name, by the way, was something else. John Roger Stevens. Some famous artist, thought his music sounded kind of old-fashioned, so he gave him that phrase, Legend, he called him that, and so that's where it kind of came.
That's where it sticks. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of fascinating, though. I guess they went to school together. Now,
you mean Trump Jr.
and Legend?
And Legend, yeah. It looks like Legend also returned to his hometown back in Springfield, Ohio, in 2008, gave a free benefit concert in support of good buddy Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, now the white chick that he sang with is named Meghan Trainor.
Oh, okay. I don't know that.
And Meghan Trainor, at least I'm told she's white.
Oh,
now,
I see.
Is that true, Kurt?
I'll have to look her up, because it looks like her picture shows that. But, it could be that little white stuff they put all over on her, But she's a woman, Sam, so she couldn't be a real racist.
Now,
the real ones are just the white guys.
It's very weird because this racial issue, ladies and gentlemen, must be talked about. And I get that the American people don't really want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is now a lot of the black agitators, is what I'm going to call them, they're running around saying, hey, you white people are just not willing to talk about it. You're chicken to talk about race. However, the problem, Kurt, is if someone like me or James or you or anybody else decides we're going to talk about it, then you're a racist.
Yep. Well, you're already that before, but you're even more that if you bring it up.
What do we do about it, Kurt? How do we force a discussion about this?
Well, it seems like it's like anything politically incorrect, that the only way to really, you know, deal with it the best you can is you just meet it head on, you know, as far as I can tell. It's worse if you just, you know, get beat back because it's politically incorrect and you don't talk about it. Then it basically is a way we eliminate freedom of speech in America.
I hear that.
And the world.
It's tragic, Kurt.
Yes, it is. It's a great point.
It's wrong.
Yeah, tragic and wrong.
Mm-hmm. What do we do about it?
Well, as far as I can tell, you just keep got to keep bringing it up, you know, and you got to point out the, you know, errors in the facts. You know.
Here's Meghan Trainor and John Legend.
It's
actually a pretty good song, by the way. Now, am I allowed to like this if I'm a racist? And John, you know, John Legend sings on there and he's black. Can I like this?
Can well, you can give him money, Sam, and stuff like that.
Give who money? John's way richer than I am.
Well, I know, but it's okay if they take white guys' money. It's just not okay if you, like, say you know, like, you're friends with them. You can't do that.
Well, I'm willing to be friends with John if he wants to stand for the truth. And if he wants to discuss race peacefully with me, I'm ready.
Really?
I'll talk about race with John on CNN. You can get all Jake Tapper, Sam Bushman, Donald Trump, and John Legend, and Donald Trump Jr. We can go ahead and just talk about race. And I'll be glad to tell you what my views are with no equivocation, no apologies, no back down, no surrender. I'll just go ahead and tell you what
I
think and why.
I've heard this song before. Somewhere.
Whoa, Kurt knows this song.
Well, I can't tell you. I know it, but I just know that I've heard
it. Hold on. Wait, does this one not have John Legend in it? We'll see in a second here. This might be the racist version without John in it.
In the blink of an
oh, there he is.
There he is. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Just a whisper of smoke. Am I allowed to have this on, Kurt?
Well, I don't know, Sam. If it's music, it's okay. You can play anything and say anything in music.
See, should I try to sing like John Legend? Kurt?
Well, that would be racist.
That'd be a bad idea. Well, I wouldn't be making fun of him. Kurt. Mike is actually a great singer,
as
personally.
As long as you sound good.
Now I got a question. Is Meghan Trainor kind of like a Mrs. Uncle Tom, Kurt, or what?
I guess she must be saying.
Wait a minute. Is John kind of like an Uncle Tom to be singing
Remember
with a white
Ben
chick?
Carson is an Uncle Tom because he's hanging around with Trump. You know what I mean?
Now here's the deal. If he, I mean, he should be singing with Beyonce, Kurt. Isn't she black?
Yes, he should. Good point.
See, I have to kind of write down who's black and white to keep it all straight, Kurt.
I know. It's very difficult.
I mean, what I need to do is just put, like, you know, treat less and then put, like, black or whatever, you know, and treat better and put white by it or whatever. See, this whole idea about race being the biggest problem in America is bogus, and it's all trumped up, not even by Trump, but by the mainstream press, Kurt. And they are using these Black Lives Matter agenda, these hostile people that hate America and hate whites. Starting from Jeremiah Wright, right on down to Louis Farrakhan, right to all these people, even Martin Luther King Jr. And they're all promoting this idea that somehow we hate blacks or we've got white privilege and we don't know poverty. And it goes on and on and on to the point where they have created an absolute divide in America. And now they're really blaming that anger and that divide on Donald Trump because he's willing to talk about immigration.
And they're not at all a problem. I mean, they just... You know, everything they do is fine.
Well, they're just trying to get justice, Kurt.
Yeah.
See, it's crazy talk. Now, here's the bottom line. I could care less if Legend's black or white. And I could care less if Megan Trainor's black or white.
How's that possible, I mean, with a guy like you? Because you're a white guy. I mean, you got to remember.
Now, here's the deal. They're both good singers, and that song is tremendous. Kurt, really? It's just got absolute raw talent for both of them in it. It's a great song.
And that's how you feel about it. I mean, what about deep down inside?
Deep down inside, it says.
Or you got to just.
It says this.
You just have something evil back there.
It has this idea that you love people, and you better love them because you might not have them there someday. Love me like you're going to lose me, kind of an idea. In other words, treat people kindly. With respect and love and patience and appreciation. And, you know, they might not be here someday, Kurt. And you never know when they might not be here. In other words, it might be death. It might be who knows. But you got to love them like you're going to lose them. And you know what?
Yeah.
I have a hard time disagreeing with that. In fact, I like that idea.
Imagine that.
Another way, Tim McGraw. Now, I don't know if he's a white guy or not, Kurt. I don't know what color that guy is.
I have to look him up. But
he probably better
sure
be white. He's one of them white redneck country singers, probably, Kurt.
Yeah.
Right now, but that guy has a song that he's like, live like you're dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
And that's kind of another way to say the same thing, in my opinion, which is don't take life for granted. Be grateful. Don't take it for granted. Be appreciative of all that you have and who you are and what's going on. And okay. Now, I support John Legend and Megan Trainor in that song. It was a great song. Very popular. Well done.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I don't really care who's black or white, because I think white people should live like they're dying and love like you're going to lose people, and so should black people, Kurt.
Every color should
yes,
do the same
sir.
Thing?
Roger that.
Whoa, wait. Sam.
That can I say Roger, evil. Or is that just too much of a white person's name?
Oh, good point, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, wait a minute. Yeah. John's Legend, his name is John, and my son's name is John.
Oh, boy.
Is that all right to do? Wait a minute. My name is, my middle name is John.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? Maybe people ought to start calling me a legend. The White Legend is what they could call me, Kurt. What do you think, man? I mean, I don't sing quite as good, but you can give me a pass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, aren't there more black singers and start than whites, Kurt? Maybe I just, they'd just do kind of lower the bar for me.
Mm-hmm.
I could get right in under the radar. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, it'd be only fair. I mean, because you're limited with
I hear that.
Vocal talent, you know.
I should say so. Well, unless it comes to hard-hitting, in-your-face, taking on talk radio, then it's a little different.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, the New York Times, the Huffington Post, Philadelphia Magazine, all these mainstream press rags are talking about, rag meaning newspaper, right? Are talking about racism. And I believe this Donald Trump thing backs into this racism discussion. They're trying to blame Donald Trump on ratcheting up violence, and they're trying to avoid the R word because they know they're going to lose. But now that John Legend, a black guy, called Donald Trump Jr.'s father a racist, I don't know if everybody's going to be taking off the gloves. I hope they have an appropriate discussion, and they do so with respect and dignity to all, by the way. But the headline says, are white people afraid to talk about race? Huffington Post Live. Philadelphia Magazine ran a piece on why white people are afraid to talk about race. It was called Racist. How should white people talk about race, Kurt, if at all?
Well, you're not supposed to, Sam.
I got a question.
That's the politically incorrect system. It tells you you're just not supposed to talk about it. If you're a white guy, if you're a black guy,
the problem.
Then you can accuse everybody else of doing that to you. Now, you have guys like Jesse Lee Peterson, Ben Carson, our buddy David A. Clark. Those are three that I can think of.
Lloyd Marcus, one of the writers for LibertyRoundtable.com.
Yeah.
An unhyphenated American, he claims, and I agree with him.
That's exactly right.
We got plenty of them, but they don't care about that. Now, here's the deal. How can you ask a question? Are white people afraid to talk about race?
Mm-hmm.
Then they say, how should white people talk about race, if at all? Well, in my opinion, I think one of the genius parts of America, Kurt, is that we can agree to disagree. We can have opinions. We can protect people's right to believe, even if we think they are wrong. We should defend their right to believe it, nevertheless. And I'll use religion as a good example. You know, the Catholics think the Mormons are wrong. Mm-hmm. But the Mormons think the Catholics are wrong. They both think the Protestants are wrong. The Protestants think that the Mormons and the Catholics are wrong. And we go right on down to the Presbyterians, to the Methodists, to the who knows who, to the not even Christian, Kurt. And we can all just agree that, you know what, that's your religion, and I'm gonna focus on what we agree on. I'm going to let the rest go and just say, you know what, maybe I think you're misinformed, or maybe I don't think that you have the answers with regards to religion, but I can expect all the good that your religion brings to you, Kurt. Can't we do the same thing with race?
Imagine that, Sam. I mean, you're stepping on some toes there.
Why?
You know?
I'm trying to bring everybody together on this thing.
Well, because... Right? Well, here's why. Here's the main reason. You're a white guy, Sam.
I know, but I can't help it.
You can't... Yeah, I know. And if you're a black guy, like a Ben Carson, David A. Clark, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, our buddy Lloyd Marcus, any of those guys... You can't even include them because they're not using the race card like it's supposed to be used in the politically incorrect world.
But, Kurt, if we're ever going to get past this race thing, we got to drop the hate.
Yeah, but find ways to work together. You got to remember, if it bleeds, it leads. The normal media doesn't want to promote, you know, peace and
but Kurt,
getting along.
If they're going to talk about me, like then they got to mention that I follow the Prince of Peace.
Well, not really. Remember, because he who owns the media makes the rules.
Well, they should mention that as the truth.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they should, but do they?
No. In fact, they tell you that I'm basically a white supremacist and or I'm hanging around with white supremacists, so I might as well be one.
You're a huge hate group in the state of Utah.
But, Kurt, I don't hate anybody.
Well, you just don't know you don't hate people. I mean, somewhere down deep in there, Sam, it's just you because you're white.
No, Kurt, it's not true, though. Does the truth matter?
Say it isn't so. You know, it's like when you get accused, you know, and this has happened in our past. So I remember one time, you know, some what we would still call friends accused us of, well, ripping them off, you know, stealing from them. And it hurt quite a bit, but I remember thinking, it's sure nice to know that even if you get called a robber and a thief, you're not, because if you are and you don't know about it, you know, I don't know how that really works.
Hey, Curtis, you know Case, that you're racist?
Well, you know, he's playing the race card, don't you think, Sam? I mean,
well, I'm not sure.
At least... Well, the reason he is, in my opinion, is at least he's trying for those race votes. Because according to Drudge, he promised amnesty within 100 days if elected. He pledges to submit, they say, comprehensive immigration reform plan to Congress in the first 100 days.
Amnesty within 100 days, people.
Well, all I can tell you is there's the, you know, certainly the opposite of what Trump's been talking about, right, Sam?
I don't know that it could be more opposite.
That was on Fox News Sunday program. It's a video excerpt from
now, since,
that.
Since he's saying the right things, according to the mainstream press, I don't think he's playing the race card, Kurt.
No, yeah, because, you know, as long as he does.
He really is, things, but they're not going to call him out for it, so
well, yeah,
he's going to get a pass.
He's just wanting those votes.
Now, let me ask you the next question. Is this next black guy you're going to talk about, is he playing the race card, Kurt?
Well, he's one that you can't talk about. You know, Jesse Lee Peterson. This is a, you know, I mean, he's a religious man as well, Sam, right? But basically, he says that only Trump can unify America. So you can't really accept that information, Sam. That's talking about a black guy that's talking. He must be an Uncle Tom.
No way. This black guy is so intelligent, so spot on. I want you to read the top of his article here. Jesse Lee Peterson, black gentleman, headline, only Trump can unify America. And here's what he says.
This WorldNet Daily Peace, it says, all of the little demons are coming out against Trump. Their heyday is coming to a close with Obama's presidency as Trump approaches. Donald Trump is uniquely able to unite America because he exposes the divisions and phoniness in America left and right. Trump has the clear thinking courage to deal with our problems directly. No other presidential candidate comes close to addressing the hatred and lies collapsing America. The longer you wait to address a problem, the tougher the measures you have to use. When
I
evil
care
is
less
allowed,
this guy's black, Kurt, he's right as rain.
Amen to that. When he says, when evil is allowed, it grows. When you let a bully group get away with spreading mess, the evil that drives it is emboldened. The weak responses of decent people have allowed wickedness to build movements of hate and lies, such as Black Lives Matter, Muslim activists, cop watch groups, Occupy Wall Street, and phony peaceful protesters, who are really agitators and propagandists providing cover for rioters and criminals promoting hatred, blame, and lies against Trump. America, police, and whites blinded by anger. Trump's hard truth feels like hate to them, while emotional lies feel like love. Yeah.
Now, in my opinion, Jesse Lee Peterson nails it. Now, I don't know that Trump's the only guy that can unify America, but certainly on the campaign stage is the only one willing to take the issues on, that's for sure.
Good point.
Right now, what I find fascinating, too, is every one of these other candidates are attacking Ben Carson now. And I, you know what? Why are you going to attack Ben Carson for believing that Donald Trump is the best guy to deal with this stuff now? Ben Carson just making up his mind based on what he thinks is best.
And
now,
he
if Ben would choose
like
right, he'd be okay, right?
Yeah, well, especially choose one of the establishment choices or the king men's choices, and that's the problem. He sees an America where the people are supposed to make the choice, not the insider backroom guys. I mean, imagine a black man thinking that people are just supposed to, you know, participate in this whole thing and not, you know, taking some heat for it.
Well, now, we did a simulcast happened. With Jesse Lee Peterson, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were on the Jesse Lee Peterson podcast, and he was on our show. How does that work with the racist card?
Well, there it proves again, of course, that you are a racist.
We had on Donald.
You're a black guy.
We had Donald Trump Jr. on, and we had on. Mm-hmm. Maybe I ought to try to get John Legend on, Kurt.
That's right. Play some of his music.
Tell him he's a fantastic singer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And that would prove you're a racist.
Now, wait a minute. We had on David A. Clark Jr.
That's right.
And we had on James Edwards.
Him in the elevator, you know.
Maybe it's about bringing. In fact, I was the one that set up David A. Clark Jr. to speak at our event.
I know. Maybe you just didn't know what color he was. Huh?
Oh, maybe so. I see, folks, this lie that's being told about the divide. Is there anger in America over race? Yes, there is. But the question becomes, and I would ask the mainstream press the same question they asked Donald Trump. Why do you guys keep fanning the flames of this? Why don't you ratchet it down? Why don't you find ways to bring people together and stop this? But the mainstream press won't even let me ask those questions, Kurt.
Nope. Because you're the wrong colors. And even if you're the right color, you know, like a Ben Carson or whatever, then they got to say that, oh, he's minimalized because he's not saying what
you know,
they want him to say.
Is Sambo's, is Sambo's the old pancake company, you know, in the old days
that's
used to go
right,
to Sambo's?
Black Sambo.
But you know what? I liked that restaurant because when I was a little kid, it was named Sambo's, and I liked that, and so I thought it was my restaurant as a little kid.
That's right.
I didn't really think it was my restaurant. I just thought it was kind of named after me or that it had something to do with me, see? But oh no, I was the wrong race for that. I didn't care that the pancakes tasted good.
Yes.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one in the can, two coming up. We promised I had a caller call and tell me he wants to talk about the four-legged chicken, Kurt.
All right.
LibertyRoundtable.com, news the network refused to use.
Over that.
This nation shall endure. Wait a minute, you like the leg?